The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul. It seems like a good time to take a moment to answer a simple yet important question. Why the saints? By this I mean, why do the saints matter? And why should we care at all about them, let alone strive to be like them? Well, I'm glad you asked. First, let me dispel a few common myths about the saints, especially among non-Catholics. We do not worship the saints. Worship is reserved for God alone. We do, however, venerate the saints, as you would honor any person of great note. We also do not pray to the saints in the same way that we pray to God. We pray to the saints in the sense of asking their intercession, that is, asking them to pray for us and with us. More on this in a moment. Finally, the saints are not holy good luck charms. Burying a statue of Saint Joseph in your yard will not help you sell your house faster, no matter what your sweet Italian grandmother tells you. So why do we need the saints at all? We need the saints because we all need examples and role models in every endeavor in life, including, even especially, on our journey to be more like Christ. What better way to help us in our Christian walk than to look at those who did it, and did it well, before us? The concept of saints is a very biblical one, for those of you who may think it's something the church just made up out of thin air. The great cloud of witnesses mentioned in the book of Hebrews refers to the saints listed in Hebrews chapter 11, and to all the saints in heaven up to this very moment. St. Paul says in Romans 1:7, "To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints." We're all called to be saints, and there are specific people down through history whom the church has recognized as saints, with a capital S. These are the saints we're referring to here. They're the ones whose intercession we seek. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Your average non-Catholic will balk at the idea of asking a saint to intercede for us, or put another way, to pray for us. Yet that same person has no problem at all asking their friends or neighbors to pray for them. Well, guess what? Your neighbor may or may not pray for you, but the saints absolutely will. And they're already in the presence of God Himself. They won't forget or be too sleepy, or just tell you they'll pray for you so they won't look like heathens. Best of all, the saints are our friends. Yes, really. If believers are alive in heaven, which they absolutely are, then the saints live on and can be as much a friend to us as anyone we know. They went through life as we are now, faced trials, had joys and sufferings, raised families, and ultimately, in spite of shaky beginnings for many of them, served Christ with their whole being. Who wouldn't want to get to know someone like that? So I'm glad you've chosen to join us on this journey to learn more about the saints, and I pray it aids you on your own journey as a follower of Christ. Mary, Mother of the Church and our Mother, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us. for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.